Business Matters in association with the LYIT Faculty of Business. Do you want to learn how to tap into unprecedented opportunities in the food and drink industry? Then join our Higher Diploma in Food Product Innovation and Enterprise. This course is 100% online and co-funded by Donegal Local Enterprise Office. Visit lyit.ie for more information.
Hi, I'm Kieran O'Donnell and you're welcome to Business Matters. My guest this week is Brian Sweeney, Managing Director of the Swilly Group and the Business Hub in Letterkenny. After qualifying as an electronic engineer, Brian worked with Swedish company Ericsson for 6 years before joining the family business on a full-time basis in 2003. The local company, which was established by his father Noel in 1975, currently employs 25 people. Brian, you're very welcome to Business Matters.
Thank you, Kieran. Delighted to be here.
Brian, you're almost 20 years back full-time in the family business. I think you came back in 2003, but that wasn't always your full-time gig.
No, I suppose my previous employment was, I was an engineer with a Swedish company, multinational, called Ericsson. I went through third level. I was up in the University of Ulster, Jordan. So, well, it was in the LYIT, or as it was known then, the Donegal O'Malley Regional College, and an electronic engineer in there. And I went to the University of Ulster, Jordanstown, and did an undergraduate master's there. And I got a job then in Dublin with Ericsson was working on the mobile telephone networks at that time, a performance engineer. So I was based in Dublin, but done a lot of international travel with them. So, yeah, look, I worked there for 6 years before I came back to work on the family business.
I know hard work ethic is something that was instilled in yourself and your siblings. You were working from a very early age, if I can remember.
Yeah, I suppose that's something our my parents gave us all, was a very good work ethic. You know, we were always, I suppose my father and my mother were always driving us on from a young age. I remember I went out to work with an uncle of mine when I was 12, labouring. He was a plasterer, my Uncle Eamon, for the summer, for a few summers. And then I think it was when I was 15, I got a job at weekends and summers down in the old Model Bakery, which had been out in the old town. A lot of people wouldn't know it, but there used to be a bakery out there. And then I suppose I had different jobs. I used to do a bit of bar work around the town, and I played in a wedding band actually with my father. He'd played with Barney in the Circle, and then he went out on his own, and I played keyboard in a wedding band and played piano in a few hotels, and I had a lot of jobs at that time, Kieran. But I suppose, yeah, look, the main point was that we were never afraid of work. We were always, from a young age, we were always looking to see if there was ways we can get out and sort of get pocket money at that time, I suppose, you know.
What was the attraction of mechanical engineering at that stage for yourself?
I suppose it was electronic engineering, sure. I did, but it was, I always liked physics when I was up at I enjoyed maths when I was up at St. Union's College. I was never a great student. I was more interested in playing football and summer cups and that sort of thing at that time, but I suppose I was drawn a wee bit more to sort of physics and maths and that sort of thing, and then I think it was a friend of mine said that they were going to do electronics. I didn't really have any great plans to go on to third level at that time, but and I suppose then I was involved in playing a bit of music, and I was messing around with amplifiers and keyboards and that sort of thing, you know, so that gave me an interest in the electronic side of things, you know. But then when I started in the course out at the LYIT, you know, I really enjoyed it, and you know, I did fairly well at it. And then I suppose a few lads in the class were going on to third level, so I said, right, sure, I'll try that as well. So we went to the University of Ulster, Jordanstown, you know, and that brought me out to Germany as well. That was an exchange. There was an exchange program involved in that course, and I did two semesters out in a Fachhochschule out in Germany as well, you know, which, you know, it was great experience, and, you know, when, at a young age, you know, it was great to be. We were living in student halls out in Bavaria, out in Germany for best part of 2 years, actually, you know.
So when you decided to come back full time, the business obviously has been up and running. When was Swilly Group first established, Brian?
My father established it in 1975. I suppose was out of necessity. And my mother was working as a full time nurse, and he was working as a carpenter on the building sites. And I suppose the children started to come along, and he needed something that was more flexible, because we needed somebody to look after myself and Stephen and Carol and Noel. So he started a driving school at that time. He went up to Oma, I think it was Oma, and did one day training with a driving school in Northern Ireland, and away he went after that. So, you know, here we are over 40 years later, and we're still going, you know. So
He was well ahead of his time when you look back on that decision he made, Brian, wasn't he?
He was, and it was, I think it was from memory, it was just out of a conversation with a driving instructor. Just met him by chance down in a hotel in Gidore, and said, you know, the driving instructor remarked that, look, there was a market for it in Letterkenny. So he did a bit of research. He got in contact with that same driving instructor. I think he was from Oma, and he went up and did a day's training, and then away he went after that. That was it, you know.
So tell me how the Swally Group has evolved and developed over those years.
Well, it wasn't until, I suppose, my mother in the mid-80s took early retirement from the HSE, and she joined at that time and worked as a driving instructor because there was a demand, particularly for, you know, female clients wanted a female instructor. And then my brother Stephen, he joined in the early 1990s, 91, 92. And he, I suppose, helped expand the business into the whole HGV trucks and buses and so on. I joined myself then. I took a voluntary redundancy package out of Ericsson in 2000, end of 2002, and joined the business in 2003. And then my youngest brother, Carol, joined in 2004. He came back from Australia. He was involved in computer programming. He had done a degree in Derry, went to Australia for a year then, and was I suppose, on a temporary basis. He had joined up to, in between jobs, and he's still here, you know, so.
It's very much a family affair here, isn't it?
Family business now, yeah. I suppose the three brothers, myself, Stephen and Carol, run the business now. My mother and father are retired, but my father still pops on now and again just to keep an eye on things, you know. But yeah, it's very much a family run business, you know.
So from a driving school, you go on now and you're one of the largest, I suppose, training providers in the country. What brought that move about, and why did you make the move at that time?
Well, I suppose over the last 10-15 years, we've sort of developed the business and expanded it nationally. I suppose when we looked at it, when we were back in the early 2000s, we were all doing driving lessons around Letterkenny, and I think it was the time Unify was closed down. We got a contract with the local FAS office to deliver employment support for people that were laid off in FAS. And we saw at that time that those sort of contracts were happening in other places throughout the country, through the various FAS centres around the country, you know. So we started tendering for work outside of Donegal at that time.
Was that a big move at that time, Brian?
Oh, it was. It certainly was, you know, because I remember going up to Dublin. Now, I had worked and lived in Dublin, so I had the experience of it, but we won, I think it was three contracts at the one time in Dublin. That was 2009. And, you know, that was a big move for us, you know, because that was the first major contract that we got outside of Donegal. Now, I suppose I had the experience of having lived and worked and knew the area that it was working in, that the contract was being delivered. But yeah, for me, like, we had brought our own staff and our own vehicles and that sort of thing up. Yeah, so it was a fairly big move at that time, you know.
And in terms of support and help, local agencies, I'm sure, played a part in that.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I suppose when the three brothers started working in the business, we had ambitions to sort of expand, you know, outside of Donegal, and we wanted, at that time, wanted to get a premises of our own, because we were still working out of a a rented premises. So we approached the County Enterprise Board under the tutelage of Michael Tunney and another lady who was recently a guest of yours, Siobhan Grant, was working for the Enterprise Board at that time, and they were very helpful and very supportive of us. We went on a few family business planning courses, and we got some mentoring and some financial assistance and that sort of thing to help around the whole area of business planning, because at that time we didn't even have a business plan, you know. So one of the first things that we did was do out a 3-year business plan, you know. And you know, I suppose they were always there. Even recently, the Leo has been supportive through the whole global pandemic, you know. So there's lots of good support from the likes of, you know, government agencies such as, whether it was called the Enterprise Board at that time, Donegal County Enterprise Board, but they're the Leo now, you know.
So you decided then to build the iTech Training Centre, which we're in now today.
That was around 2006, 2007. We acquired a site here in Business Park Road, and we were doing a lot of training, and we were ambitious in vehicle training at that time. We had, I think, 6 cars working around Letterkenny, and we also had 5 or 6 trucks and buses. But we, part of our plan was to expand into the whole classroom training area, and we had done a bit of retraining, and we're looking at different courses, and you know, and so on. So yeah, we built the training centre at that time with the plans to expand our services portfolio, you know.
And how much of that area of training has changed since then?
Well, yeah, look, it has changed dramatically, I suppose, in recent years over the last 12 months with the global pandemic. At that time, we developed a lot of new courses that were classroom-based, the likes of the Transport Manager's course, the ADR, Driver Training course, which was it's a safety course that the oil and petrol drivers would do, petrol truck drivers. And we got into sort of things like computer training and so on at that time, but they were all classroom based, where you put, you know, 16 people in a classroom, and you know, the tutors at the top of the class. But over the last 12 months, a lot of that training now has gone online, where you have a tutor now in a training room on his own, and he's using, you know, your online programs or applications such as Zoom or WebEx and so on, you know, to deliver training. So there's been dramatic changes in that whole area, you know, over the last 12 months, you know.
So it's now known as the Business Hub, and I suppose it's been a rebranding exercise. How has all that gone for you?
Gone really, really well. I suppose the area that we would be specialising in terms of our training is we do a lot of retraining of the unemployed. So, you know, over recent years, you know, there's always been, you know, people that have been unemployed, and we've been helping them get back into the workforce. We do a lot of training for the local education and training boards, you know, and they have a lot of great programs there, and we work, you know, hand in hand with them to deliver those. And I suppose because more and more of our work has come in from outside of the county, we had less and less demand for the training centre or the rooms here. So last year we looked at rebranding the iTech building, and we renamed it as the Business Hub. And I suppose now we're part of the Connected Hubs, which is a government network set up for to support sort of digital hubs or remote working hubs, to try and encourage the whole area of remote working and working from home and so on. So,
do you see that as the future, Brian?
Yeah, I suppose it's still a bit unclear, because you know, we're still, I suppose, hopefully we're at the tail end of the whole pandemic, but I suppose the way the numbers have been going recently, nobody really knows. But I think it's going to be a combination of both. You know, people have got used working from home, and you know, and that, you know, it's more convenient for a lot of people.
And there, we'll take a break.
Business Matters, in association with the LYIT Faculty of Business. Accelerate your workforce by enrolling them in one of our lifelong learning courses today. Visit lyit.ie for more information. LYIT Faculty of Business, designed by industry, delivered by experts.
You're welcome back. Before the break, Brian spoke about the shift to online learning and online working over the last 19 months.
Businesses are seeing that it's not affecting productivity. That was always, I suppose, a concern that businesses would have had. And then I suppose there's the people who have been working from home, you know, have had, you know, distractions such as the kids and maybe don't have the same facilities at home and that sort of thing. Whereas what we can offer in somewhere like the Business Hub is that, you know, you're in with other like-minded people and, you know, you can have an office of your own where you get privacy and it's quiet and there's, you know, there's good internet and there's meeting room facilities and that sort of thing as well. So, yeah, look, it's going to take time, I suppose, to figure out is that the way, you know, everybody wants to work or, you know, is it, you know, some people will prefer to go back into the workplace and that's okay too, but maybe a combination of that, what you're finding is, you know, people who, you know, maybe would go into the office maybe one or two days a week and then work from home a few days a week, you know, and that's okay too, you know, so that, you know, I'm hoping it will be the future, you know.
How many people are employed with the group at the moment?
At the moment, we've our core staff there, we have about 25 people employed. Now, with the lockdowns in recent times, at the height of the lockdowns, we're back to about 30% of what our business was. But with the government supports and everything that we received, we were able to retain all of our staff at that time. We're back up now to about 60% of where we were, and we're hoping in 2022 that we'll push back up to 100%, you know, which will probably be second or third quarter, you know. But, 25 core staff, and then we would use subcontractors then for specialist services, you know, such as safe pass and forklift training and that sort of thing, sort of ancillary services to our own main services, you know, so...
The thought just struck me, Brian, you're on the Business Park Road, and obviously a lot of the large employers of Letterkenny and Donegal are sort of based around you. I suppose that was very obvious when the pandemic hit. I'm sure how quiet the Business Park Road, which is usually extremely busy, how all that sort of changed in an instant.
There mightn't been the same, I suppose, traffic up and down the road, you know, but, you know, things were still busy. You know, if you look at what was happening online, it was busy, you know. Without a doubt, there wasn't the same volume of traffic up and down the road and around. You know, you didn't have to wait too long when you were going home in the evening time and so on, you know, because there wasn't the same amount of people around. Yeah, so there was definitely a difference, you know.
Did the pandemic serve to give you time to sort of look at your business and maybe plan for a different future?
I suppose, you know, everybody had went through a period of reflection, you know, over the pandemic, and we were no different from anybody else. It came on us very, very quickly, and I have to say that, you know, both the management and the staff within Swilly Group responded very positively, because at the very start it was looking very bleak and everything was being cancelled, you know, but after... a number of weeks, like when things settled down, like we had to act very quickly, because a lot of our courses, we moved from sort of your traditional classroom based training course to an online training course, so we had to, I suppose, change a lot of the procedures and develop a lot of the training material or revamp the training material so it would be suitable for online delivery. So, you know, I suppose our priority at the time was to try and keep all our staff employed and keep them, you know, working. And, you know, we were able to do that and we were delighted because, you know, they responded very positively and worked hard at that time to try and, you know, get new courses up and running. The courses we changed to an online or what they call a blended delivery form, where there's a certain percentage of it delivered in the classroom maybe, or out in the vehicles, where it's like maybe the practical element of it, but the theory element of it is all delivered online. So I have to say, like, we have, you know, we have great employees there, great people working for us that really stepped up to the mark at that time, you know, and I suppose they saw that we want our, you know, our interest was in keeping the staff on board, and they responded and you know, and really put their shoulder to the wheel, you know.
Talk about staff, Brian. You won the Donegal Business Award of the Year in 2011. I'm sure that was a very satisfying time for you.
Ah, yeah, it was nice to, you know, it was nice to achieve that at the time, you know, because there was a lot of good businesses that were competing for that at the time, you know. But I suppose it was a nice award for, you know, for the likes of my parents who had worked in the business for so many years, and to see that things were going well, you know, and at that time, you know. So yeah, look, it was nice at the time, you know, but I suppose it's the reward for, you know, the award or the reward that we get out of the business is that, like, a lot of times we're helping people maybe that are less fortunate than ourselves to, you know, maybe make a career change or maybe have lost their job, and you're supporting them and getting re-employed, or, you know, and that to me is more rewarding than although the awards are nice to get, and it's an acknowledgement from the business community, you know, that's more of a reward as such, you know.
Brian, you have a large fleet of vehicles, and it's impossible not to run into some of them some stage during the day around there at Kelly and Donegal. What number is your vehicle count at the moment?
We're up at 30 at the moment. The fleet's gone through a transition at the moment because we have to change from manual vehicles with manual, without getting too technical, vehicles with manual gearboxes to vehicles with automatic gearboxes.
And why is that?
There was a change in the regulations for the driving test, okay, where with lorries and buses you're allowed to do the driving test now in an automatic gearbox, with an automatic gearbox, if you had done the car test in with a manual gearbox. So so that, you know, I suppose requires us to change the fleet. So look, we're up at 30 at the moment, but, you know, we're hoping to get that. We're still a bit of investment to be done there, but over the next 2 years, so it'll probably peter out at around between 20 and 25, you know.
Just think, the servicing of those vehicles is another part of the operation that needs constant attention.
All the time, you know, you always have a... It's a very heavily... People don't realise it's a very heavily regulated area now, the whole area of vehicle maintenance. Not only do the drivers have to do vehicle checks before they get into the vehicle in the morning time, but... We also have to do sort of send them in for 6 week checks to make sure everything is, and that's really a sort of a visual inspection by a mechanic, and then they're serviced. They have to go through the CVRT test, or similar to your NCT test. That has to be done on commercial vehicles every year. So when you have a fleet size of, you know, 25 to 30 vehicles, you can't have them all off in the 1 week. You know, you have to sort of plan that over the year, you know. And it's Stephen that handles all that. So he manages the fleet and he does it very well. But yeah, look, it's a major job. Yeah,
Brian, you stopped the car lessons in 2018. Any particular reason for that decision?
I suppose the car lessons was a sort of a local service, and we were competing with a lot of local small driving schools, and it wasn't really, I suppose, working out for us in terms of both from a financial point of view, but also, like, we were delivering a lot of the bus and truck large programs, where, you know, the government sponsored programs where you would have maybe 20 drivers, you know, and you'd have to train them over maybe a 10-week period. So trying to get instructors then to go and do car lessons locally, it was getting more and more difficult as well to get instructors. So we took the decision at that time to wind up the car driving lessons, you know, because it was only a very small part of the business as such, you know, and then to focus more on the sort of the large employment support programs, you know.
Just going back to the online courses that you're delivering at the minute, Brian, I know that there are plans to sort of expand that part of the business again. I suppose the attraction or the good thing about being able to deliver online is that can be done from anywhere to anywhere, and that's a part of the business that's continued to grow for yourselves.
100%. Yeah, look, I suppose the pandemic, you know, brought a lot of challenges, but it also brought opportunities. You know, and I suppose I'll draw on a few examples. Like, we would have run a transport manager's course. We would have been approved by the Chartered Institute of Logistics and Transport to deliver it here in Donegal. And I suppose just with the volume of people here, or the population, we would have struggled to get people to come in to the training centre, and it was always a struggle to try and get learners or get people to come in, because they'd be working all day and then they'd have to travel up to Letterkenny from around Donegal to get into the course, you know. But we have moved that course online now, and we market it throughout Ireland. So, you know, we're running that course now. It's 100% online. You know, I teach it on a Tuesday night from 7 to 10, and Stephen teaches on a Thursday night from 7 to 10. And I think we have 20 in the current course. We've up on 20 people in the course, and there's only 8 of them from Donegal. The rest of them are from 9 other counties: Clare, Dublin, Meath, Louth, Mayo. So it has opened that market for us. Whereas before we would have struggled and maybe only had, you know, the 8 or 9 local learners on the course. Now we can get up to 20 learners from the four corners of Ireland, you know. And even there, you know, like, we would have lads on the course. Not only is it convenient for us, like, I can do it from my office at home. So I can be there and sort of keeping an eye on the children at the time as well. But the learners on the course, like, for example, you would get a lot of lorry drivers who want to become transport managers that would do that course. So we would have lads maybe on the boat going across to England who would be logging into the course, and, you know, so it's convenient for them. Whereas if they had to come into the centre, they wouldn't be able to do that, you know. So that the pandemic, I suppose, has created a lot of challenges, but there's definitely opportunities like that as well. Another course we do there, the ADR course, is we were the first in Ireland to deliver that online, and I think maybe the first within the European Union as well. You know, so, and we found that we're getting more and more people doing those courses because they can do it from the comfort of their own home, you know.
Brian, if you had followed your childhood dream job, what do you think you'd be doing with your life now?
That's a good one. If I had followed my childhood dream job, I suppose I'd be on the stage with Ed Sheeran, maybe singing with an acoustic guitar. Maybe that might have been my dream job, you know. So, no, I was never a good enough singer to follow that dream, Kieran.
And Brian, what advice would you give your 21-year-old self?
What advice would I give my 21-year-old self? Yeah, look, it's hard to know. I wasn't as easy to talk to when I was 21, I suppose, you know. I suppose put a plan together and try and work towards the plan. Do a bit of travel when you're 20s. Like, you know, I suppose there's one thing I don't regret. I did a lot of travel, and I travelled with the company Ericsson I was working with, and I really enjoyed out, you know, meeting people from other cultures and other countries and so on, and I have to say I really enjoyed that. So, you know, do a bit of travel in your 20s, you know, and enjoy yourself, but, you know, sort of try and think of an overall plan, so that, you know, you don't hit 40 and you realise, well, where am I going here, you know.
Brian, I know when you're not working, you're a busy fella and you're involved in a number of local sports clubs and community groups. You enjoy that end of life as well?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, look, no more than yourself, Kieran. You know, I'm involved in a few of the local Letterkenny Gaels and on the GAA side of things, and then also Ballyrain Football Club and soccer. You know, I suppose my own children are involved in it, and I like to sort of play my part in that, you know. So I really enjoy the coaching side of things, and with working with young people, you know. And Yeah, like we set up a Lochside community, a community community group out there as well. So, like, I suppose I like playing my part in local community, and I enjoy the working with young people in the particularly in the area of sport, you know, or local drama, you know.
So, finally, Brian, what lies ahead for yourself and your business?
Yeah, well, from the business point of view, I suppose we're trying to get it back up to sort of pre-pandemic levels, and it's full steam ahead. You know, we have a good team of people there working for us. We have good systems in place, and you know, we have a good business, good reputation, everything. So it'll be full steam ahead for the foreseeable future on the business side of things anyway, you know.
Brian Sweeney, Managing Director of Swilly Group and the Business Hub in Letterkenny. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us on Business Matters.
Thank you, Kieran. Thanks for having me.
Well, that's it for this edition of Business Matters. Thanks to my guest, Brian Sweeney. Thanks to Kenneth Wilson on sound. And thanks to you for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with the programme, drop an email to businessmatters@highlandradio.com.
Business Matters, in association with the LYIT Faculty of Business. Do you want to learn how to tap into unprecedented opportunities in the food and drink industry? Then join our Higher Diploma in Food Product Innovation and Enterprise. This course is 100% online and co-funded by Donegal Local Enterprise Office. Visit lyit.ie for more information.